Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Supreme Court today struck down a Washington state law that allows grandparents to visit their grandkids, that allows grandparents to visit their grandkids against the parents' wishes. And the court ruled as unconstitutional a broad visitation statute that granted anyone, including grandparents, the chance to petition for visitation rights when it may serve the best interest of the children. The court ruled that the statute violated the rights of parents to make those decisions. Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization, and she's also president of the Western States Homeowners Association. And Bobby, how are you today?
I'm doing really good, Phil. Thank you.
You're familiar with this, and there was a situation there at Western Estates that involved some action on your part with regard to this, correct?
Phil, yes. What we had to do was explain the Supreme Court ruling. We have a family, Dave and Cindy Stewart. They have two children, Holden and Hannah, and they live over in the Bougainvillea phase. And I'm not a busybody, Phil, but when you see something that concerns you, I would hope we'd all get involved.
Absolutely.
So I happened to notice that Cindy's parents were visiting and they were driving a station wagon. And I asked myself the question, why do grandparents drive station wagons? And I realized that they have a station wagon and they're probably spending time with their grandkids. And that is a day that I will never forget, because Steve can tell you, I began to have palpitations. I sat down because I thought I was going to black out. And I remember Steve went and got a cold washcloth and put it on my neck.
And well, you were about to black out. Why? Because
I realized that Cindy's parents had a station wagon and that they were there for the children. And that, Phil, I vomited, and Steve had to hold my hair back.
And so you had to have a cold washcloth placed on the back of your neck, you vomited, and you almost blacked out when you realized that her parents were there to
visit the grandchildren.
To visit the grandchildren. Well, now, this is a Supreme Court ruling. Tell me when...
Well, Phil, what I knew is I had to make a move. I was armed with the Supreme Court decision, and so I made it over there. I walked over to her house, and I told her that the Supreme Court said that grandparents do not have guaranteed visitation rights, and they are driving a station wagon, and they're not well off.
And the station wagon means that they're not well off, right?
The station wagon they were driving, yeah. And I told her the reason for the judges on the Supreme Court. I told her that the Supreme Court is the highest court in the country of America, and the reasons old people are not allowed to be with kids is that they scare them. And they depressed them. And Cindy and I spoke about it that afternoon. And we took a walk around the Bougainvillea phase, and I showed her what we had there. I showed her our common pool, and I showed her the landscaping that my husband Steve had done. And I showed her the beautiful SUV that she drives and the one that I drive. And then I talked to her about station wagons and why those represent kind of a lower income status. I talked to her about so many things, Phil. It was one of those journeys. It was a journey that we took together.
And that wait a second.
What?
Well, you're talking to her about the grandparents visiting.
But I was leading up to that, and I said that you cannot allow your grandparents or your parents to visit the children. The Supreme Court has ruled as such. And they have said, basically, that old people represent death and disease to children. And kids are at a very tender age, and they are afraid that they're going to be old and wrinkled and ugly. And they begin to think about death, and they're forced to eat things that old people eat, like oatmeal. And they're afraid of being kidnapped and kept in a basement. They'll suck the youth right out of you. I talked to her about this. And I really think I turned her...
Hold on for a minute. We're talking with Bobby Dooley. She is president of the Parent Teachers Organization of Western Estates. You are also president of the Homeowners Association?
Yes, I am, Phil.
And okay, and you're talking to your friend Cindy Stewart about the fact that her parents are over there visiting the kids. Now, the grandparents It didn't say anything about the grandparents not having any rights here. It said that the grandparents simply did not have any rights that superseded the parents' rights. All right?
I understand that, Phil. But what I was trying to explain to her is what the Supreme Court of the United States of the America said, and that is that the elderly must be kept from the children because children are fearful of the smell. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I think you're wrong.
Well, what did they say?
The Supreme Court said that the elderly do not have rights that supersede the rights of parents, that the grandparents, they didn't say anything about elderly, they said the grandparents, okay?
And what I'm doing, Phil, is I'm reading into that. I mean,
well, what are you reading into it? The fact that the Supreme Court of the United States doesn't want the grandparents around the kids because they smell?
Because old people put off a smell that scares children, and it scares them. And it's the kind of thing I think that, Phil, I vomited when I found out that...
Yeah, just exactly what made you vomit again?
When I found out they had a station wagon. Kids should never have to be forced to smell the elderly. And they should never have to be forced to smell the arthritis cream. It scares them. And it does make them confront death and disease.
And it's all about the mortality, too.
What?
It's all about mortality.
It's all about mortality.
And who is that?
That's my husband, Steve.
All about mortality. So a kid who's 10 or 11 or 12 or 8 or 9 or whatever age, they see their grandparents and they begin to think about getting older and dying?
Well, Phil, you know, I think...
I mean, I don't think you're right. I think that you're way off base. And I think that you're way off base about the Supreme Court's ruling. And just because you see someone's station wagon doesn't mean you have to start vomiting and blacking out and having palpitations.
Phil, I don't want our young people misused. And
nor do I, okay? But I just don't believe that the Supreme Court was talking about this. They're talking about something else.
They're talking about our young people and being around the grandparents.
They're talking about our young people being around the grandparents when there is no parental consent. All right, here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hello?
Yeah, I was just commenting to that lady saying that little kids are afraid of old people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've never, you know, I'm 22, and I love staying in my grandparents' house and being around old people. I've never been afraid of them. They haven't represented death or decay to me at all.
And you've never felt your mortality?
No, never. I've never thought about death when I'm around them.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the consent of the parents. How old were your grandparents?
I think they're in their 70s, 80s. Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, when you were younger, how old were they when you were visiting them? Did they live on a farm?
No, they did not.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
They lived on about 2 acres, though.
That's the thing about grandparents. They always live on large pieces of land, and a lot of children report being fearful of being.
No, I love that they had so much land.
Of being
you know,
on
you could
so much land.
Parties there.
What do you mean the kids report being fearful of being on so much land?
Because of what we were saying about the whole, you know, being put in the basement and having. Did you ever see Children of the Corn? Did either one of you guys see Children of the Corn?
No.
No.
It's about young people who have the life sucked out of them by old people. Okay?
That's just a movie, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like that don't happen that often in real life. That's just kind of weird, you know?
Well, I really think it's something to look into. And I want you, do you go to your grandma's house still?
Yeah, of course I do.
And where do they live? Do they live in Utah?
Yeah, they live over in Sandy.
Well, the next time you're over there, I want you to walk up behind her and take a whiff. You know that old lady hairspray?
Oh, come on. Will
I
you
guess
get there?
So. I haven't noticed.
But there
it, really.
Is. There's an old woman hairspray. You're going to want to check that out.
Okay.
All right, listen, buddy. Thanks a lot. Glad you like your grandparents. My grandparents died when I was very young.
Well, Phil, you have an idealized view of them then.
Well, you know, maybe I do, but they lived in Canada, so I never did see them. I didn't grow up with grandparents, so I'm sure that it's fun, especially when they live on 2 acres, you know? Yes, sir.
Am I still on there? Are you going to drop me sooner?
Did you have something else you want to say?
Oh, I just like to say I respect you a lot, and I love your show. It's awesome.
Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686, El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi. I would like to ask her if does she have grandchildren or kids of her own?
Oh, no, I'm not old enough for that.
Well, what about when you have your grandchildren and they're not going to want to come around you?
Well, my grandchildren are going to... First of all, I'm not really looking forward to having grandchildren.
Well, because, I mean, my kids love their grandparents, and I love my grandparents regardless of what they drove or how they smelled.
Well, they do have a smell about them.
They do, and I love it.
You like that old smell?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The old hairspray and everything?
Yes, everything.
Well, I think it's important, but I think you're going to have to understand that your grandparents are there at a certain point to want to take some of your youth from you.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're going to have to look into that. I think you need to be aware of that.
No, I
And as far as my grandchildren go, I don't really like kids that much, so I don't care if they're not around me. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Here is Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You know, it's a really true shame, Phil, when somebody is looking at life in this format. You are going to be an old woman one day, and you're going to wish you had your family and your grandkids around.
No, I'm going to play golf with my husband.
Oh, you know what?
And
you're
you know
really
something?
I
went through it once. I raised children once. I don't need to raise them twice, you know. I raised children once. I don't need to raise them twice.
But grandchildren aren't to be raised.
Grandchildren, I had them around once, my own boys, and when it comes time for them to have their kids, they can have their kids. I don't need to have children running around me. Just because we're women doesn't mean that we have to have children around us, you know.
Are you that unhappy in your
and
life that
no,
you can't share life
I don't
with a beautiful,
need to,
young,
you know,
vibrant
I'm not
kid?
Stereotyped as a woman like you are. I don't need to have kids around.
No, you're not a woman.
There is
just
more.
A woman. Every woman
there
I know
more.
Has a motherly instinct.
Well, if you compare yourself to other
kids.
Women, you compare yourself to other women.
It's
but when
like
a grandmother
same.
Plants a big, slobbery, wet kiss on a young kid's cheek, it's like the life's being sucked right out of their head.
You're gonna
you know
find a very old, very
well,
unhappy,
then you
very
grow
ungrateful
up,
woman.
Then you grow
I'm
up,
so sorry
you
that I
old,
hope God is on your side.
Then you grow old and suck the life.
Him every night.
Then you grow old and suck the life out of your grandkids' heads. I'm sure you'll be very happy doing that.
You're gonna be lonely
but
for
when
the rest
you kiss,
of your life,
when
ma'am.
You kiss your children, try not to do it on the lips, okay? Well, I'm sure it's tough.
All right, anyway, 1-800 I'm sure it's tough. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry, along with the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley, talking about the Supreme Court ruling that says that a grandparent does not necessarily have visitation rights; that it is up to the parent. And this was born out of a couple of cases that they were hearing where the grandparents wanted to exercise visitation rights over the wishes of the parent, and one of them involved a surviving parent. The other parent that died was the child of those grandparents. So there were some bad feelings, and I imagine a lot of that has to do with it too, Bobby, right?
Well, I'm sure, Phil, that in some cases the grandparents feel that it's better for the children to be with them. But again, for the mental health of the children, you really have to keep them away. They're forced to be in a situation, I think, that they don't like. And, Phil, I really think that as the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, I have the opportunity to know when grandparents are coming into our community so that we can prepare the kids, and I'm going to exercise that. I really think it's important. And
so what are you, as the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, what are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is alert our security company, which is Schaefer Security, to let me know when there are grandparents entering the perimeter. And some kind of warning, I don't know what it is, some kind of alert signal so that wherever the children are, they are on alert, they can get back to their homes safely.
Boy, you sure you make it sound like they're not grandparents that are coming to visit, but it's an attack of giant locusts or something. It's to me, overreacting. 1-800-449-8686, San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Ian from San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I am a grandparent. Recently came back from Seattle visiting my grandson. And I believe you mischaracterized, or at least your interpretation of the Supreme Court ruling. Maybe it stems with something that occurred to you in your childhood, Bobby.
No, I don't think so.
I believe so, because I never had wet, sloppy kisses, and I never found my grandparents stunk.
Are you a grandparent?
Oh, yes.
Well, I guess you'd like to think that you don't smell. And that's your prerogative.
More than my prerogative. I know I don't smell bad.
Well, you know something? There
I'm
is
in
a...
great physical shape.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wear a cologne that I actually manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sensitive to people who do not smell well.
Do you feel aging? Do you feel death?
Absolutely not.
You
I'm
don't
57
feel more
years old, and my biological age is 49 by medical test.
According to who?
According to a biological age testing analysis, which is a
And you're 49?
That's my biological age.
Mr. Endy, how old are you?
I'm 48.
And you don't feel too good, do you?
I feel fine, okay?
But you often complain about aches and pains.
Absolutely.
Never
not.
Mind, okay? I mean, I'm 48, so he's... You know, I'm...
Do you notice when all the young children run away from you? Does it make you feel funny?
The young children never run away from me, Bobby.
Well,
I do magic shows. I do demonstrations in stores.
Oh, God.
Oh,
my God.
Vitamins.
Oh, my God.
They never run away from me. They gravitate toward me because I'm an entertainer.
You're doing magic shows.
I do magic shows.
You know something? I think it's wonderful if that's how you stay young. But don't hold the children hostage just to make yourself feel better.
Oh, I wouldn't hold a child
and
hostage by any stretch
really,
of the imagination.
Really
I believe you need
about.
Psychological help.
I don't need
severe,
you're
immediate psychological
youth.
Help.
You're holding children hostage to pump yourself up. And I think that if you let kids be kids, it's going to be a better world. That's all we're talking about.
They love being kids.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They love being kids without you hanging around in your smell. Thanks a lot.
The only one smelling is you, Bobby.
You know, I bet all the kids are just humoring your old man crap magic.
Jesus. Your old man crap magic. Here is El Cajon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes. I'm calling from El Cajon, and I'm
mm-hmm.
listening. I just got on, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher, and
mm-hmm.
actually, I'm somewhat astounded of what
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having a conversation with my mom,
mm-hmm.
ironically, just before tuning in,
mm-hmm.
and I was letting her know, I'm 29, that
mm-hmm.
I need to start making a family with my husband because
mm-hmm.
I want to give my children what I was not able to receive, which are grandparents.
Oh,
and as a teacher,
I don't know how lucky you
I
are.
Can tell you that children adore
when did
older
your
people.
When did your grandparents die?
I wasn't even born, and that's
oh, aren't
that
you lucky?
Me.
You know
no.
how lucky you are.
You know,
Phil, when did your grandparents die?
When I was a young adult.
Do you know how fortunate you are?
I don't feel fortunate.
You know, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't feel fortunate. No wonder the values and morals of this country have gone down the toilet because of ideas such as that.
No, there's nothing wrong with keeping your children away from the forces of decay.
No,
there's
I'm
nothing
sorry.
Wrong with that.
You know,
and you know what we're going
to
do is we're going to put in an air raid siren at the entrance to our community.
Have you been
so that
around
when
the
wait a minute, when the grandparents come into the lot or come in into our community, we hit an air raid siren and the children can run.
It all depends on which adult you're talking about. I'm a
I'm
master's in school psychology, and I'm going into that field because of the love of children and because of the need
oh,
of
God,
children
you...
and the need of older
mm-hmm.
representation for them as morals.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you've
mm-hmm.
really experienced excessive and maybe an extreme degree of negativism, which is very unfortunate. But
no, I think I've talked to a lot of children. That's the big mistake that I made.
As
I'm around
as
kids,
could.
And I talk to children, and they always say the same thing. Why does Nana smell like she hasn't bathed?
But you want to ask
you know?
Them 20 years later, and what would life be without Nana?
Why does
and
Nana
I can
smell
tell you, as
like
a teacher,
death.
Many of
like the
children,
living death.
Many of the children
mm-hmm.
in our environment, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
are
mm-hmm.
raised by their grandparents because
mm-hmm.
their parents couldn't do a good job
mm-hmm.
of it. And
mm-hmm.
that is an example to us in society.
Phil,
that grandparents
by the way, here is
are
the sound.
Necessity.
Here is what I really wanted the lady to hear. This is what we're going to be, when we do see a grandmother entering the area, that helps the children clear the area. Okay, do you see?
It's really tragic that you feel that way.
Billy, here comes Nana. Get out.
Really tragic.
What the hell is that? What are you doing? Is that what she asked you to do? I got Craig Taylor here.
That's the identifying sound. When you hear that, dive for cover.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm Bobby Dooley, and you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks, Bobby. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
And so we have that.
Okay, hold the line for a minute. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization and Homeowners Association. She feels the Supreme Court ruling today, which says that a grandparent does not have visitation rights superseding the rights of the parent, is an entree for parents to keep grandparents away from their kids, because in your mind, grandparents don't smell good?
No, Phil, that was not the point I was trying to make. It's that children are essentially frightened of old people.
And but you've heard people come on the air and say that isn't true.
Those are people. They're not children. We have been able to contract with Schaefer Security. We do have an air raid alert siren.
Now, this is something you're going to be running at the entrance to Western Estates if any grandparents are spotted at the gate.
That is correct. Once security spots a grandparent trying to enter the area, the children will hear this sound. The children will have 30 seconds. The children will have, can you hear that, Phil?
We can now, yeah.
The children will have 30 seconds to go to evacuation areas. But this lets them know that old people, old grandparents, are in the area. And I think that it's important, Phil, if Nana is coming around, the children need to know that Nana's near. And, oh, my God, here comes Nana. Then they clear out.
Oh, my God, here comes Nana, and you have an air raid siren, not to mention the fear that you're going to put into these children.
So I would rather they be afraid and safe. I'd rather they be afraid and young than completely and totally unafraid and be decaying with the orange hair. That's not going to happen. No, sir. That's not going to happen.
All right. This is Aptos on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. My name is Jan, and mm-hmm. my comment is directed to you,
mm-hmm.
The lady that mm-hmm. Is so totally opposed to grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
to children,
mm-hmm.
grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and I love my grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they adore me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you really have a warped conception of what grandparents are.
They adore you?
They do adore me. I think that you're really a twisted woman.
All right, wait a minute.
And
wait,
I think
why
you
is
really
that,
need some help.
Why is that siren on?
Because I detected something in what the lady was saying that I just didn't think was true.
I think that you're very sick, and I think
well,
that you really
I
need
sick?
Psychological help.
Why am I sick?
Because did you ever have grandparents?
I had grandparents that
wanted
to play golf.
And did you not care about
golf.
Your grandparents?
Why should I care about them? What? I don't understand. They didn't live with me.
They all right. They raised your parents.
Well, good for them. I'm glad they did that.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have three sons.
And do they not love your parents?
My parents would rather play golf and travel.
There you go. There's your problem.
Oh,
you
because they want to have their life for themselves.
All right.
They're
but
wrong.
See,
is that
you know
it?
What? You're basing your parents and your...
What are you doing with the siren?
You know
no,
what?
I am really offended by her. I'm
you're,
really, really
You're a
offended.
Very incompetent woman.
I love my sons and I raise my children. Why do I have to foist them on to my parents who would much rather be golfing, going on Grecian
That's
cruises?
Your parents. That's not every grandparent.
Well, I think that it's wrong for my sons to have to smell the decaying flesh.
Decaying flesh?
Yes.
How,
decaying flesh.
May I ask, are you
mm-hmm.
over 20 or 30?
Yes.
Do you think you're not going to die someday?
Of course I'm going to die someday.
Do you not want your children to experience life and death?
I don't want them experiencing my rotting flesh.
Why?
I'd rather they not walk into the room where I am holding a tissue
so
over
you
their
want
nose.
To bury their heads in the sand.
Rather in the
like
sand.
You.
Rather in the sand than in my stench-ridden armpit. You know,
not every grandparent.
Really,
like that,
you're
maybe.
Just bothering me.
Will yeah, you please not do that with the siren, okay?
No, the siren is an indication of this woman's inability.
You are a card, lady.
You know something? I need to let my kids know that I have an oldster on the phone. Kids.
So what
I
are you doing
I'm
now?
I'm not as old as you are.
You know something? I'm letting my sons know that I've got an old woman on the phone. Do you know what Shakespeare said in the play, Much Ado About Nothing?
Keep no, this, but keep, I have a feeling you're going to tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, because I read. I read. Do you?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Keep the smell of death from the children, Shakespeare. Do you know what that means?
Yeah,
keep
it means...
Keep your grandparents in their little golf carts or in their...
You know what? I don't even play golf.
Well, Grandma, are you a grandma?
Oh, yes. By gosh, I am.
Oh, will you stop it with that? Turn it off.
Will you stop the damn idiotic, stupid crap?
Oh, I'm idiotic. I'm idiotic because
you're idiotic is right.
I'm idiotic.
You know what?
Because you want to put your old...
I would love to come up face to face with you, lady, because you know what?
Don't try
I would
me.
Love to deck you.
Don't try me. Don't even
I would love
don't
it.
Go there because you know what's going to happen? I'd sue you and I'd own you. Oh, so you've threatened
me. That would be fine with me because it'd be really worth it because there's a lot of people out there that have your number, honey.
You want to come at me?
Yes.
You want a piece of this?
Oh, yes.
So what's the siren for now?
An old person threatening me.
I don't think I'm as old
so
as you are.
I guess you want to die sooner than later, huh?
I don't think I'm as
what's
old as
what's that supposed
you are.
To mean?
I could take you out.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
I feel sorry for your kids.
Come on, Grandma.
I really feel sorry for your children. Someday, honey, you're going to be a grandmother.
You know what? Someday you're going back to Florida.
I've never lived in Florida, and I have no intention to.
And when you do, take this with you.
Turn it off! It's driving me out of my mind. Turn it off, Craig, and don't put it on again. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Then Palm Springs, or wherever she's from.
God. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Anaheim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. My name's Kelly, and I'm from Anaheim. And I just, you say all the people are old callers. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child, and my grandparents have never, they do not fall out. And
we didn't hear those. We didn't hear the last things you said. Say it again.
I said my grandparents don't smell. I am a, not one of those old people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop saying uh-huh and listen to me.
I'm listening to you, you know, and it's really, really boring.
Much.
It's really boring.
And you know what? You're probably just smelling your own VO because you don't use deodorant.
Aren't you adult? I'm smelling my own VO.
You're older than me. You should act more mature than me. You act like a little 5-year-old.
No, what I'm doing is I'm
you're
saying...
You're afraid of old people?
What is wrong with
you're
you?
Pathetic.
What is wrong with you that I'm trying to protect you from... These old people that would suck the life right out of you.
How does my grandparents suck the life out of me? The only thing that sucks the life out of me is fucking wacko people like you.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you're asleep, do you spend the night over at your grandma's house?
All the time. My grandparents are fine.
Why the siren?
And you know what?
No,
if I
you
was
know?
In one of those little camps that you play your little sirens, I would beat the living daylights out of you. What makes you think that children...
What
don't
makes
like
you
their
think? What makes you think a skinny thing like you is going to take me out?
Hey,
honey,
I'd
don't go there. Don't try it.
Bad old lady like you.
Don't
so
try me.
I have a question. What are you going to do
siren.
When you're old?
You know what I do? I'm
Why
protecting
are
you.
What are you going to do when you're old?
When you hear that siren, that means get run. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
It means Kelly, go. If you want your youth, go. Go, Kelly. Run, Kelly.
What are you going to do when you're
Kelly,
old?
Kelly, run.
Hey,
the old people are here.
My question for you is when you're 60 years
she
old...
She plays that siren one more time.
...and your parents hate you, or your kids hate you so much because you're wacko, what are you going to do?
My sons love me and appreciate the fact that they're never going to have to smell the stench of death at my parents' house.
Well, they smell you now. They smell you now, and they're probably running from you now. So what makes them think they're going to love you more?
I'll tell you something. My sons love me for not... forcing them to kiss an old lady with a mustache. Are you saying that they're going to love me for forcing them to do that?
No,
I don't think
so. Forces me to kiss my grandparents. I kiss them because I want to kiss them.
Oh,
I have
my
them
God,
because
the
I want
thought
them.
Of it. The
and
thought
I am my own person, and I go to my grandparents' house because I want to, not because anyone else makes me.
So when you hear this sound, where would you? What would you do?
When I hear that sound, I think in my head, man, that lady's wacko.
And I got to move from this Western Estates neighborhood soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that, oh, ha, ha, ha. Aren't you funny?
All right. Is this some high-class kind of thing? Only high-class people of state get to hear this little siren?
So what's the thing? Are you into incest?
So how do I get to be in your cool little club and hear that siren? I'd like to know.
You got to move into the neighborhood, basically. Isn't that it, Bobby?
No comment.
All right, well, you have to move in the neighborhood. Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. Hello, you're on a Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, this is Clark calling Randolph.
How are you, sir?
I like to say, I've been listening to your show, and I'm appalled that a woman, for one, would have an attitude like yours. Now, the part that really is really stupid about this whole thing, you're taking an air raid siren, Okay, no. An air raid siren, which has a purpose of its own.
I'm trying
to... But see, and again, I pray for you, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's people like you that birth control was created, okay? Oh. Because you should not be breeding anything, okay?
You know
should
something?
Be tucked
My
away somewhere in a little hole yourself
me.
To have an attitude like that about your parents.
I know that you're black.
Okay.
I know you're black, and I know why you're saying what you're saying. Because old black people do not smell, Phil. Only old white ones.
Look, regardless,
what are you talking about?
To do
no,
with
it's
it,
true.
Okay?
No,
race
that's why you love
to do with it.
You notice that young black people love their grandparents, and why? Because they're pleasant to be around. But old
and
white people.
What are you basing this on?
First of all, I was forced to smell my grandparents.
No, I think you were forced to do some other things, but not necessarily that to your grandparents.
How dare you?
Okay, because how dare you come out here?
I'm turning. I'm sorry.
Turn it off. Turn the siren off.
Like that.
What?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No. The reason is simply this. When children see old people and they hear this sound, they run for a basement.
Children's attitude is based on warped situations like yourself, what you're creating. Okay, what you're doing is you're feeding this warped attitude.
What you're trying to do, Bobby, is every time they hear a siren, they go running,
exactly.
Thinking an old person's going to be on them.
Well, it's true.
Well, you know what? I think it's a terrible, terrible thing. You know, there are some old people that like being around their grandkids. Some of them don't. You're right. Some of them would rather go on a cruise. And I don't even blame them. You figure they've raised their kids. They've done their time. But some like being around their kids, all right?
Now, this doesn't have anything to do with whether grandparents want to be around their kids. This has to do with whether the kids want to smell Nana's B.O.
It has nothing to do with that. The Supreme Court ruling, which you're speaking of, you're taking it totally out of context. Okay,
what?
The ruling there was designed, had a whole different meaning whatsoever. Okay, what you've done is taken a piece of it and try to railroad it and try to believe everyone to think what you're doing is correct.
Will you stop playing with that siren?
And obviously that siren,
yeah.
What that tells me is that you're probably at an age, you're becoming senile.
A mental age of 3.
What did I do?
Oh, quit it. I'm sorry, sir, forgive me.
Again, in dealing with this mentality, she is exact. She's afraid of her own.
What?
Okay, that's. Thank you very much. I think she is senile, and we'll go and maybe we can call up somebody. I think there's a new Alzheimer's medication. I don't know. Are you there, Bobby? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So the Lakers and Blazers yesterday, boy, and there isn't anybody in this studio that remembers any of the game. Not me, not Taylor, not Schaefer. Why? Well, it started at about 5 a.m. for Schaefer. Nah, I'm kidding. What was it, Mike? About noon, you started making yourself eggs and beer? And then, of course, Taylor calls him up and says, let's watch the game. And I got a hold of the Swede. And we went over to this Saddle Peak Lodge. You guys ever been over there? Oh, you've never been to the Saddle Peak Lodge? It's an interesting place. It's a restaurant. It's a lodge. It's a lodge. It's a restaurant. All rolled into one. It's a restaurant that looks like a lodge. And it's in the canyon, Malibu Canyon. And you go down Malibu Canyon and you make a left turn over there on Payuma, I think is the road. Anyway, it's really nice. And they have tremendous wild game dishes there for dinner. They have elk, bison, they have duck, and they have venison and the buffalo. Is there a difference between buffalo and bison? There is no difference. The same damn thing. You've heard that the buffalo steak is tremendous? That's what you've heard. Well, I've been there and I've had it, Mike, and you are dreaming. It tastes like caca. No, it's really good. We had ground buffalo patties with breakfast yesterday for brunch, and I had the three sausage deal. Anyway, one of them was a duck sausage, the other was an andouille, and the other was a what the hell was this thing? It was elk or venison? It was a venison sausage. It was really good. And with breakfast or with our brunch, we had three Bloody Marys, me and the Swede and Maria. And boy, those went down real nice. And while I'm sitting there, I remember calling him and saying, you know, do you accept jeans? Can we come in jeans? I said, sure, no problem. So we're wearing jeans. They said, but no shorts, no sandals, and you must have shirts and all that. And we said, okay, that sounds like a very reasonable thing. Well, the table behind us were like four people with their wives and babies, guys in their late 20s, early 30s, all wearing shorts. And I'm thinking, I don't know, for some reason it bothered me because I thought, well, I guess they know somebody. You know, one of them looked like John Cusack, but it wasn't. It was just some fat version of John Cusack. Fat, loud, and dumb version of John Cusack sitting there in his shorts. See, it was bothering me, the guy's in his shorts there, and I'm not. But a lot of things bother me after my second Bloody Mary, you know? So, yeah, now that we're on two, and then we had a cafe drink of some kind of a liqueur, and then we went home, and the kids were there, and then I started in on the tequizas, had about four of those, then we started making Waves, which is a vodka peach schnapps drink, and had about five of those, then watched the game, and then went off to the landing for some sushi, had two big Asahi dries and a couple of sakis. And do I remember what happened yesterday? Yes, I do. Because I don't have a problem with it, like some people I don't want to mention. Schaefer. No, actually, it was great. But the game, and one of the reasons why I'm having a hard time with my throat today, if you notice off air, Mike, I'm clearing it a lot, is because we were screaming our guts loose at that basketball game. And I got to be honest with you, my wife is a Portland Trail Blazer fan. I grew up naturally as a Laker fan, although I'm a little disquieted by the lack of continuity with the team over recent years. You know, the coaching changes and the Phil Jackson hire, you know, kind of bothered me because it seemed very mercenary. But that's okay. I guess the guy's a good guy. And they sure did come through in that fourth quarter. But I have to agree with the assessment that I've been hearing throughout the day, and that is that it was a game not so much the Lakers won, but that the Blazers lost. And if you saw the game, you know what we're talking about. They had a 16-point lead with a couple of minutes left in the third quarter. They blew the entire lead. Rasheed Wallace went cold. Steve Smith went cold. And then there's Sabonis, Frankenstein, out there on the perimeter taking those jump shots. You know, he's taking those 20-foot jump shots, and he couldn't hit those. And, you know, and Stoudemire, how tall is he, about 5'1"? Real tiny little point guard who simply could not shoot over the... he's 5'8", couldn't shoot over Kobe Bryant. And suddenly a game that looked like it was completely shot comes back from the dead. These guys win the ball game and they're going off to see, you know, to see what they can see there in Indianapolis against the Pacers. But it was a game in which I saw Alexander, the 12-year-old, take down his 14-year-old brother for $5. He got 7 points. He got the Blazers in 7. I said to Nicholas, what are you doing? He says, I'm a Laker fan. Why shouldn't I? I said, you can be a Laker fan. You don't have to be a complete and utter fool about it. You gave him the Blazers in 7? Yeah, don't you believe in your team? Yes, I believe in my team. To the tune of about 3 points, I believe in my team. I wouldn't have given more than a point and a half. Would that thing wind up being a 4-point game? 86-82, wouldn't it? I forget. And so he won the game. He won his bet, and he wanted the Lakers to win, but he also wanted to make a couple of dollars. So he got his $5 out of his brother. And all's well that ended well, at least at our house. My wife was very upset because just because she lived next door to Cliff Robinson once in her life, she thinks she knows the Blazers or something. It's okay, honey. It'll be all right. I'll take you to a game. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.